Go.
Going now?
We're going now.
We're going now.
We're going now.
Yeah, so due to other things we've both been experiencing this weekend, I haven't really looked at the news. All I have seen is that, is it BA or just...
The flight disruption. Yeah. We've got to talk about that.
Yeah.
We've got to talk about that. That's hilarious. Yeah. Well, it's not hilarious. No,
it's not if you're
a lot of people sitting in a lot of airports, probably going through a lot of anguish. And
going mental.
Absolutely, and possibly causing all kinds of untold problems, and it's going to cost BT an absolute fortune. Yeah. I think they just said...
how much they set aside for that?
I don't know, but they're going to have to pay all those people off.
Yeah. So as usual, we're in a fairly noisy environment, but we're outside. We're sat outside a coffee shop. We've sat inside coffee shops, sat outside coffee shops. We've been in pubs, which is probably not a great idea.
I just love the fact we find a completely quiet place
and then
sit there quietly and say, "Shall we record now?" And you go, "Yeah." And the wind picks up, kids walk past, alarms go off.
Yeah, screaming his brains out.
What's going on? There you go.
We still haven't had any feedback, so I don't know quite what we've got to do to get any feedback on our
on the podcast.
Apart from get more people.
Hey, if anyone listens to this, can they please tell us what they thought on Facebook and ask us any questions?
So like I said, I don't care if it's good, bad, you know, you can call me the biggest twat on the planet, but I really don't mind.
Can I?
Yeah, you can. But, you know, I mean, how great my song was at the end of the last podcast.
Didn't hear a thing.
You didn't hear it. I nearly...
Nothing. Oh, I heard it.
I nearly had a heart attack.
Everyone heard it.
I nearly had a heart attack. It comes in so loud.
Yeah,
but it does wake you up.
So I think the audience should know that that was the first time that you'd put the audio together.
Yeah, which was brilliant.
Apart from the exceedingly loud ear-burning podcast at the end.
Building my part. I just want to make sure that everybody listened to it. Which, speaking of which,
this whole thing is a journey.
Yes. Well, I've done another song.
Have you?
Yes.
Oh, bloody hell!
Another one.
What a real another song. Are we going to hear it?
About you again.
Should I worry about this?
I'm just doing different variations of the text-explaining thing.
Is there going to be a text-explaining album at some
pretty
point?
Pretty much, yeah. I think that's what we're going for. Just different versions of the same song.
Right, okay.
Does that work?
And that's GarageBand, is it?
Yeah,
GarageBand. We should do one on music production.
Yeah, show me how to do it.
Neither of us on it.
Because I haven't got a clue.
Do a whole podcast on digital music production.
That's like making a noise. We should say that we're probably both a little bit elated because we both come back from playing at
a music festival.
Yeah,
indeed.
To one of the biggest and
it's a big high,
enthusiastic
that
audiences that I've ever seen.
If you want a legal fee,
legal
fee,
so still high from the.
If you want a legal high,
yeah,
then play music at a music festival in the beer tent at about 9 o'clock on a Sunday evening. Recommend it.
And then you tend to get atrociously drunk in the hour you have left between 10 and 11 so you can sleep in the tent.
Worked for me.
Which is what I managed.
Worked a treat. Never heard the rain.
I heard the rain to start with, and then I found this thing called Facebook Live, which is a mistake.
Oh, I heard about that.
Yeah, there's about four different rambling posts of me swearing.
You should stick some of that back on the page.
Maybe.
And then people will see your true side.
Yeah, just sweary.
So should we talk about BA?
Yeah, can do.
Shall I tell you everything that's boring about computers?
Yeah, do it. Oh, listen.
Okay.
Drink coffee.
So what did BA do wrong then?
Yeah, what did BA do wrong?
So, well, for the purposes of the podcast...
Jesus Christ, that's hot.
We should explain. Don't think he can hear you.
No.
Or maybe you can.
Oh, don't go there. Okay.
For the purpose of this podcast... We are talking about the British Airways computer crash that caused an awful lot of people, an awful lot of disruption, and an awful lot of stress over the weekend because all of their flights were cancelled because their computers couldn't operate anymore.
Yeah. That child behind me is causing me a lot of stress at the moment.
No one even noticed that until you mentioned it.
Which that one? Right. That was a scream of joy.
Literally, this whole place is going to erupt into a playground atmosphere in a minute.
It's the whiny one that's doing my head in. The screamy happy ones.
You need to just be a bit more cheery and Go with the flow.
So
what happened was,
one of our band members insinuated that we never get to the point of things.
How could they say that? That's terrible.
I don't know.
That's terrible.
We ramble too much.
Which one? Tall one or the short one? Animal did.
Insinuated that we don't ever get to the point of the piece.
That's interesting.
Probably
why,
true.
Why do you think he said that?
I think it's probably true, but he did listen to it.
Oh, well, that's true, yeah. Oh, hello, animal.
Oh, hello.
I'd like to say we always get to the point very quickly.
Very quickly.
And speaking of which,
yeah.
What were we talking about?
You carry on about the beer, yeah.
Yes, so essentially it boils down to two things.
Yeah.
And every big organisation with lots of big complicated computers should have two things. The first is they should have mechanisms to make sure that the computers stay running all the time. And that's called high availability in the trade. That's just called high availability stuff. So you just got stuff on the computers that makes sure that everything's running as well as possible.
Available all the time.
Available all the time. And then, because you can't catch every single thing that might go wrong, you also need something called disaster recovery. So if things really do crash, you want to get it back as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
And apparently, BA were pretty spiffing at the high availability,
mm-hmm.
but then when things did go wrong, they're absolutely rubbish at the disaster recovery.
I'm glad you said go wrong and not crash.
You don't like, yeah, crash in a plane context is not so good.
No,
no, computers can crash because they're already on the ground.
I know.
But and they're not moving, so they're not going to.
It's just the.
It's not a great word for airlines,
mental
is it?
Image.
Sorry. Okay. So, well, fortunately, the planes also stayed on the ground. So, but they had no disaster recovery plan that worked for them. They will have had a disaster recovery plan, but the problem with disaster recovery plans is generally you have someone that comes in and they sort it out, and it's a sort of 20-page document or a 50-page document or whatever that says, when things go wrong, do this, 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 and this. We've got another failover site over here where different computers that we can run up. Or this is how we get the data from backups or whatever. And so that's fine, and generally a company's got that, but what happens is they go out of date because you bring in new computers, and then you're supposed to test it regularly. So you're supposed to go through a let's pretend something's gone really wrong and make sure that the failover site's up and running and all that sort of stuff.
So why didn't they?
Just because ran out of time, just didn't get around to it. Other priorities.
Yeah, but that sounds really, really weird to me. That's surely got to be one of the top priorities.
Punishable offence.
Making sure that your systems are up to date, working, especially in aeronautical sort of in that world.
There's this. The trick is not necessarily to think it's working; it's to test whether or not it's not working. So, you've got to kind of have a pretend crash.
Right, okay.
It's a bit like when they have these kind of disease outbreaks
at
hospitals. You've got to run through the drill.
Yeah.
And if you just assume that everything's working,
yeah.
Just because it looks like it's working, then you could be getting duff gen and find it's actually not. So, for example, your backup tapes, it could be it could be looking like it's writing a backup tape, doing a copy, but the magnetic head on the backup tape writing drive is broken, so then you actually test the tape and you find there's nothing written on it.
Is this recording now?
Yeah.
Okay.
I hope so. Might be a short podcast though, because we're running out of battery.
Blimey.
There you go.
Some people would be pleased about that.
That'd be quite funny actually, wouldn't it? If
Poundland's just over the road.
Oh, I've got some more batteries. I should have put some in
prior to it.
But it'd be interesting to test our disaster recovery strategy, wouldn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Whether
we could actually fake a disastrous situation where the battery runs out, and then see how quickly we recover.
How quickly you can.
So here's what I'll do now, just to give you an example of what you do in order to prove.
This is where it goes.
You get your batteries out, you get your spares there, and you put them on the table ready.
They're Poundland specials.
They are Poundland batteries. There you go. Thank you, Poundland, for those batteries.
They are from Kodak.
And
it's the only place you see Kodak batteries, as far as I can.
So now I have a disaster recovery plan because I have spare batteries next to the device.
Yep.
But what I haven't done is tested it. So those batteries might be dead already.
Okay. So what
actually,
you,
possibly are partially dead because they're not new batteries.
No.
Those ones.
So basically you're acting like BA then?
I am completely. I'm taking my life into my own hands.
Blindlessly trusting. That's not even
yeah.
a word, is it?
So that's a kind of cack-handed disaster recovery plan, you see. That's it.
So why such a large firm? Why, I don't get it. As I keep saying, every time we do this these podcasts, I keep coming back to why.
Yeah, yeah, it's a good question.
Because I sound like a five-year-old child, but surely you'd imagine they'd have all these things in place that are tested and they've
And the answer every time is going to be complexity and a little bit of arrogance and dumbness.
A massive amount of arrogance, isn't it?
And dumbness. Don't forget the dumbness.
And dumbness, yeah, but there's people. These people, I suppose, are people getting paid good money for making sure this stuff doesn't happen. Am I correct? I mean, this is all the questions.
Someone
will
get the sack.
Well, that's going to help, though, isn't it? Isn't it?
It's not going to help the people stuck in Heathrow still.
Until it happens again, which they say it won't, but it sure as hell will, won't it, at some point.
I think deep down, inside all of us, we really still do believe that computers are just brilliant and they'll never go wrong.
Yeah.
Because they're nice and shiny and they've got flashing lights.
Yeah.
And so people like boring people that do security stuff and backups and all the really boring stuff say to the people that think that those people are boring, oh, well, it could all go wrong. Oh, yeah, you're always being so negative, aren't you?
Yeah, it's just an
and it gets into
a
real political thing.
You don't understand.
You know the kind of guy. It's like the health and safety people. You go, oh, come on, yeah. You're always saying that health and safety is. Mm. I mean, you'd never meet health and safety people with charisma.
No.
Actually, I know a guy with charisma and health and safety.
Do you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. But he's a rare breed.
Very rare.
Because
a bit
you
like
need
IT.
You need your tin pot. Take that. I know lots of people with a.
Do you? I haven't met any yet.
Geek charisma.
It's
a unique type of charisma for sure.
I count myself as a geek. Have I got charisma? I have got a certain amount.
You've
charisma.
Got your bags full of charisma.
Buckets
you have.
Of buckets of it.
Yep,
you're full of it. I'm overflowing.
You're certainly full of it. That's for sure.
I'm overflowing with that charisma. Is that another word for something else?
No doubt about that whatsoever. That you are full of it.
Yeah,
charisma and
so all these questions that these people are going to ask, then basically the VA are going to sack somebody quite possibly, and there's problem solved. All these people's holidays and so they're going to get a lot, they'll obviously get a load of money as well. They get recompense, they get
there's legal European law, isn't it?
They put a certain amount away, don't they?
Yeah, they have to, but probably they're going to still take a shareholder hit.
So my first thought was, as soon as I heard it, was, they've been hacked. So because of the atmosphere of the planet at the moment, it's the first thing I thought. Well, someone's been in there and tried
but
to...
Even, so there was a failure of Amazon's cloud stuff.
Was that?
Yeah, half of America went down.
When?
Few weeks ago.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, yeah.
See, this is stuff
and that was some bloke typing, probably a bloke, being a technician.
There you go. Could be a woman.
It could be a woman, but some person.
Could be a sexy woman in a white lab coat with glasses.
It might have been that. But chances are it was some.
She takes
bloke.
The hairpin out of her hair and takes the glasses off.
Probably if it was. I find it less likely that she would have been so dumb, and I don't know why I'm saying that. That's being kind of anti-sexist,
it is,
isn't it?
Massively.
Yeah, well, never mind. But anyway, it was some person who mistyped something and took a whole bunch of Amazon's web services down and took things like Uber down and
well,
everything.
Explain that to me.
So,
some random.
So, you know the cloud? We talked about the cloud.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. Have we actually done a thing on the cloud?
No, we haven't, because you didn't want to talk about it.
That's true. Yeah, I'm over it.
Right.
I'm over it. Actually, now I've got back into it. It's quite cool.
The cloud.
Yeah.
Okay, at least you can admit when you're wrong about something.
Yeah, no, that's fine. We're still running.
It's still going.
Yeah.
It's disaster.
Our disaster's not quite... So, cloud, right?
Yeah, so boy, how... Not random. What was it? Who was it? Well, how did it happen?
The Amazon thing.
Was it me? Yeah.
Yeah, well, okay, back two steps. Yeah. So, Amazon talk about cloud computing. In fact, all it is Amazon have got a bunch of computers in a huge, great big warehouse with lots of air conditioning somewhere in America. Yeah. And actually, they've got several of these, and they generally don't like telling people where they are, just in case someone tries to drop something on them. But they've got several of these. Google have got several of these.
Yeah.
Google's tend to be next to hydroelectric stuff because they like the fact that they're sustainable power.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a room full of servers, but a humongous size room full of servers. And then they'll have fiber optic cables going from there, joining into the fiber optic network that runs around the world three times and ends up on your computer screen. And those servers then have a layer of software on them which throws stuff onto those servers to run. So if you write a program, you'll just throw it at the software and then the software will go, right, you're running on that server. And you won't even know, you don't care.
Yeah.
And you might run on 1,000 of the servers or you might run on 3 of them. You don't have no idea.
No.
That's just left to the software. And if one of those data centers goes down, if they have a massive power cut or a bomb drops or something like that, then in principle they can just fail over to another one of the data centers. Unless, and this is where it can all go horribly wrong, it's a bit like that cyber attack. If you tell the software to do the wrong thing, because the software is running across all the different data centers, it can make all the data centers do something wrong.
Okay.
And that's what someone did.
So who was this guy? Was this guy that's actually
it's one of the working? One of the operations staff.
It wasn't just a random. No. Some guy that should
know
better.
One of the operators who, well, A, should know better, but B, why on earth do they have software, in my mind, that you can literally wreck your half of your company's business
with
a spelling error?
Yeah. That's crazy stuff. That's the stuff you see in some plot from some crappy film, isn't it? You know? Through someone spelling something.
Well, so I'll give you an example. I've seen it happen myself because when I used to run the computer systems, no, I didn't, and the perpetrator never
owned up.
Never owned up.
You sure it wasn't you?
So this is just a theory. I am absolutely positive.
Give me the stink eye.
Essentially, what happened was, it's an example. What can happen?
Yeah.
Was working on one computer and wanted to run a command on another computer.
Yeah.
And what you do is you say remote login or remote shell onto that other computer.
Yeah.
So remote run this command.
Yeah.
And then you put it in quotes and send it over.
Right.
But the command itself might have quotes on it.
Okay.
And what you do then is you use a backslash to say, no, I want to keep those quotes when it goes over there.
Right.
But what you can then do, bear with me, is run a remote command on that server that then runs a remote command on another server. Obviously, you just sort of join them up.
Yeah.
And then, well, what happens to the quotes?
Yeah.
And what actually happened to the quotes was they vanished in the process of doing the remote command.
Yeah.
And if the quotes were there, it did something, it deleted just about 3 files.
Yeah.
Take the quotes off, and it deleted all the files on the other server.
Blimey.
But he didn't know that, or whoever it was, he or she, didn't know that that's what would happen. So I thought it'd be awfully clever to delete these files remotely.
Yeah.
But actually what happened was, well, how do you test that? It was both stupid and
stupid
could have happened to anyone.
Stupid and lazy.
No, it could have happened to anyone.
Not stupid and lazy.
But without testing, again, it's that testing thing.
Yeah.
It's always good to test these things.
Yeah. Because so we did get to the point about that, didn't we?
So the fact that someone on Amazon's servers essentially put a spelling mistake in there, or just a kind of error of what he was typing, and that caused half of, I can't remember what was the it was sites like Flickr, and it wasn't Flickr because that's on Yahoo now, but it was those sort of big photo sites and
Instagram sort of stuff.
All that sort of stuff, that just suddenly stopped working.
Mm. Christ, how did all the teenagers in the world get on for?
I think Instagram was all right because Facebook's got its own servers, but it was that sort of stuff.
It's that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
So no one uses it.
What?
That server. That service. Whatever service, you can't remember what it
well,
is.
Well, I'll leave this as an exercise for the listener.
Okay.
Or for yourself to look up what services were the taken
facts
out.
Again, John. Come on.
But they were services that were taken out. But
okay. So basically what you're saying is it can basically just be one guy cocking things up.
Yep.
As little as a... So is this what happened in the BA thing then? Or don't know, or hasn't it been released?
I don't really know, actually. Don't know. They haven't
nothing,
said yet, have they?
Nothing come out.
But the fact is, so where you start with all of this stuff is essentially just understanding the notion of risk. So if you say there are things that can go wrong,
Then
you say, well, what's the probability of something going wrong?
Mm.
And what's the impact of that thing going wrong? And if you multiply the probability by the impact, then you've got a risk, a level of risk.
Mm.
And it doesn't take... The really stupid thing was that whatever that information revealed was either not up to date or ignored or whatever. And this is management stuff. This is management level stuff.
Right. So
they had a big risk.
Some poor oik's going to get the sack who doesn't really deserve to get the sack, and some manager or something's going to do something, right?
The IT director's head should roll,
yeah.
Absolutely, because...
So will it?
It's on his watch.
So will it, yeah, he's the top dog.
He's the top dog, who should be in...
And
yeah.
It won't be, will it? It'll be the minions.
Well, we'll find out, won't we?
Yeah. Well, I'd like to think, but I can't see... Yeah, so the conspiracy...
They've got one job, and that's to keep the thing
yeah,
on.
Yeah, exactly,
that's
one
it.
Job. So the conspiracy theorist in me, because I haven't looked at any newspapers or anything... Still wants to say, so it could still come out that someone's hacked the system or not. Has that been completely discounted?
It could have been someone outside the system.
Or are they not going to take this?
But they're giving the impression that they knew what the answer was. I'm going to look it up. Hang on, BA.
Right. For the listener, John is now.
So I'm
googling something.
BA flights weekend IT meltdown. Here we go. So what's it saying? Is this Reuters here? Huge IT failure. World's favourite airline, blah, 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 blah. Blamed a power surge.
This is what I said about the other, on one of the other podcasts, but mine was a solar flare thing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So...
There you go, so it wasn't a...
It was just a power... Well, they're saying, it's, so the conspiracy theorists in the world could still be saying...
Yeah, but you should be able to deal with a power surge.
You'd imagine so, wouldn't you?
You just don't... You have a thing in the way that stops the power surge from doing surgery things.
You've got it in your house.
Yeah.
So why? That sucks.
There's no excuse for a power surge.
That sounds like a cover-up to me.
You could have.
That sends me down those conspiracy.
But equally, if a power surge knocks out 50% of your computers, then you should have a way of getting right back into action. If you need those computers within an hour of that happening, then you have them back in there. There's no reason why that can't happen.
Like you just said, it shouldn't happen. There should be something in place. It trips.
So here's the thing. This is what you do. You go...
Like your fuse board.
On your risk register, which is your list of... So, yeah, you and I could walk into name a big company now, Ford Motor Company, tomorrow, and say, okay, show me your risk register.
Yeah.
And they should have auditors doing this sort of thing.
Yeah.
And they go, okay, here it is. And it should just be a list of things that might go wrong.
Yeah.
And one of them should be power surge. They say, okay, where could that power surge be? Well, anywhere on the system. So how have we made sure that all the bits of the system are protected against, A, that power surge happening? And then, what if it happens anyway? Well, they make sure that the bits of the system are then given the ability to come back up again if they've been knocked down. That's it.
That's
so you should
absolutely.
You should be able to read a document at BA or Ford or... GlaxoSmithKline or Cirencester Town Council, wherever, that says, we've thought about this stuff and this is what we're going to do.
So if it is as simple as that, that smacks of, well, that is just absolutely
ridiculous. That's why the top dog should roll.
That really is ridiculous. If that's what's caused
He
all
should
this
be walking in every day saying, how's my risk register? What do you mean it's not up to date?
Well, like I say, you've got one job. You know,
keeping the service running. That's all you have to do.
So you just got some fat cat guy at the top of the ladder here, drawing
probably on $300,000 a year.
Massive salary, and he can't do it. Well, he blames someone. Someone else will get the blame. I'd imagine someone else is going to get the blame. But he will spin
well,
it.
Well, he can blame the electrical company, can't he?
But he will spin it. But like, he should go. Basically,
but it's one of those things that it would be easy to say, well, I couldn't have expected that.
No, that
but your whole
bullshit.
Job is to.
That is bullshit. Yeah. That is absolutely bullshit.
No.
And it
but the same goes for individuals. So if you've got a computer, anyone listening to this, if you've got a computer, there's three things that you could get nicked.
Yeah.
You could drop it, or something in the software or hardware could go wrong with it that would cause it to mess up. So in all of those cases, the only thing you, because you can, worst case, you can always get another computer from somewhere. Yeah. It's not the computer you're worried about. What you're probably worried about is the data. So your photos or your videos or your spreadsheet of chopping or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And so if you are worried about that data, then you think, well, how do I make sure that I don't lose it if something like that happens? You take a copy, do a backup.
Yeah.
And then, how do I make sure that the backup worked? I check the backup and make sure the backup worked.
You make a backup of the backup.
Job done. Yeah. And that's, so it would be, it's easy for anyone like us to say, well, why aren't they doing that? But we should all be doing it. It's just,
yeah.
It's common sense.
Yeah, but we're not getting paid, you know, what they're getting
squillions.
Paid to make sure this is in place.
No, for sure.
I mean, you can excuse somebody not backing, I mean, it's stupid. But you can excuse that if you know.
But you can excuse sort of
but
Granny and Grandpa
job,
Marsden.
Exactly. If it is your job, then you should make sure that all eventualities are covered. You're getting paid a lot of money for being an expert in that
if
field.
If you are Granny and Grandpa Marsden and you lose all your photos, then that's a real shame. If you're Granny and Grandpa Marsden and you say, I understand that I don't really understand any of this stuff, I'm going to ask someone to look after it for me, which
yeah.
is pretty much what BA
yeah,
does
yeah,
when
yeah,
it has
exactly.
an IT
yeah,
department.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And then you're actually paying someone to do it, and then that happens, and then they come for it, then you've got a good case.
So here's a question then. All these top jobs, these top IT guys, have they ordinarily come up through the ranks? Do they know their stuff? Or the other option, are they people that have been put in place by some old boys network to head just as the you know their figurehead? Do they know, in your experience, do
You've
they
opened
know?
A can of worms there.
Yeah. But, okay. Well, simply, as a simple way we can maybe, but in simple terms, in your experience, what percentage of these top dogs know their you know?
Okay, so
really know their stuff.
Really, really, really know their stuff.
Yeah.
There's more stuff to know than any one person could really know.
Okay.
Is a first
yeah,
answer.
That's
and then a second part of the answer is that the way that you need to know stuff has completely changed since about 20 years ago.
Right.
Because before it was about there's a computer system, sort it out. Now it's about. For example, using the cloud well or whatever. You don't need to necessarily be techie. You have
yeah.
to understand what the business needs. And
yeah.
So overall, in answer to your question, a lot of people do rise up through the ranks.
Yeah.
I don't think it's unfair to say. 60-70% have come up and have
right.
you know, held a screwdriver in their
so
lifetimes.
So these big corporations, these big firms, these top guys, would you say that they are, on the whole, they are proper experts in their field, or
yes,
were experts
but
in their
this
field
is the problem. It's
with times past
it's the kind of tech version of the Peter principle. You get promoted to your level of incompetence.
Mm-hmm.
At that level, you don't want techies. You want someone that gets the technology,
yeah.
understands it.
Yeah.
What you really want is someone that really understands process,
yeah.
understands the fact that there's some things you can't just... let go, like this stuff.
Yeah.
Where's my disaster recovery plan?
Yeah.
And you need people that can really, really good communicators that can engage with the business side of the house.
Talk shit.
And say, what do you need? Cause
do they say bullshit baffles brains? There you go. That's simple. No, but simple terms.
Silly example. What tends to happen if you're techie?
Yeah.
Is you see computers as really, really important. The computers don't matter at all.
No.
What really matters is whether the sales guys can sell.
Yeah.
Whether the marketing people.
Yeah.
Can
I saw a prime example of that. I did a job for a guy that was he was head of a pharmacy firm, online pharmacy.
Oh yeah.
You know, they ordered, I don't know the exact ins and outs of it, but I happened to ask him a question regarding computing or, you know, some form of IT, and he hadn't got a scooby about anything. I'm surprised he could even turn the thing on. And that's the truth. And this is a guy that was in a palatial hut. It was his firm, but he obviously had people to, you know, but it was his thing. He was the top dog. So I guess that's just a question of people farming out jobs to others that do know or
I think because it is so complicated, it's
but you think I'd have a sort of working knowledge.
You can bullshine yourself into a job.
Yeah, well, clearly. I just haven't.
Yeah.
I wish I had.
That's because you're too honest.
I wish I'd known this a long time ago, to be honest with you, because the world seems to be full of people that have just absolutely winged it, you know?
There's a lot of winging it in IT. Yeah. That's absolutely no doubt about it. I don't think anyone would disagree with that.
I'm too honest, I think. That's
yeah, you
is.
Wouldn't get on very far no, in IT, because you'd be honest.
You're a bunch of liars. Cheats.
But then there's also a lot of winging. I mean, if you look at the success that companies like Uber have had and
I'm just trying to get responses on the podcast.
Oh,
I'm starting to insult people again. Carry on.
If you look at the success of all the sort of dot-com companies, they've done it through winging it.
Yeah, I mean, that's a lot of that is luck and...
Yeah, and there's really loads of them have fallen by the wayside, but
yeah, you see.
So there's a kind of we need to wing it a bit attitude.
Speaking of which, Bitcoins are worth over $3,000 or something at the moment. Is that correct?
I have no idea.
You don't have to.
Blimey.
Purely because
You're on it.
I know this is completely off subject, but I listened to another podcast. It's from Australia.
Right.
And what these guys they're called
Hey, look it up.
You can. Hey, look up the value. They're called Hamish and Andy.
Yep.
And what they did, they got like a joint account, and one of them went out and bought, I think it was a couple of Bitcoins, and they were really quite low in value.
Bitcoin value.
And now they've gone up, to whatever value you've got there. They're in Australia, so they were talking about over $3,000 or something.
Yeah, £1,700. That's shot up, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, massively. So
like 500 quid 3 months ago.
Well, the thing is, I think they bought them when they were... So they bought them when they were very low value. But the problem is, they cannot remember the password to the wallet. Can't access... They know that they got basically about $7,000 worth of Bitcoins, but they cannot access it because they do not know the password to get into the wallet.
I wonder why they've gone up so much.
I don't know. Well, but also, the guy, one of the techies in the background, at the same time, bought himself something like 24 Bitcoins.
That's a lot of Bitcoins.
At the time when they were very, fairly low in value. And obviously he's made a shed load of money, so it's a bone of contention. They're actually running phone-ins they actually hypnotised the guy that entered the password in to try and get the password out of the guy. And they can't access it. It's infuriating, isn't it?
I wish I'd bought Bitcoin.
Now.
5 years ago when I was kind of going, Bitcoin, that looks interesting.
Yeah, I mean, that's where I heard about it first of all, to be honest with you, when these clowns on Australian radio bought these Bitcoins. He went out and bought the Bitcoins. He was getting berated by the other DJ because they spent his money on this these coins, and now they're worth all this money.
I have spent my entire career working in IT.
Yeah.
Failing to take advantage luck, of any
it?
Of these opportunities.
It just shows these guys are a couple of clowns. I mean, they're funny, but they're a couple of clowns, and they've...
I'd happily be a rich clown.
Definitely.
Yeah, I'm up for that.
But it's just luck, isn't it? It's just stumbling. There's an example of it, isn't
completely.
It?
But that's so winging it is definitely.
I'm not even sure how we got there. Apart from winging it, is
because you said thing. Yeah, I said
winging
I
BA. Said, there you go. I'll take it back to winging BA.
There you go. Yeah,
go that way.
So, but the whole in conclusion.
Yeah, let's get to the point because animal.
I do actually think that most of what people do with computers, it's always a disaster waiting to happen because it's so complex. There's always something that's going to go wrong that's just around the corner.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know, skiing on one ski downhill most of the time with IT. Yeah. Only with 1,000 skis in 7 by 5 minutes.
Unfortunately, you got the human cost of this. I mean, no lives were lost, but people's holidays were ruined, and you know.
Yeah, and you don't know what father couldn't see his kid, or you know, all
exactly,
of that stuff.
Exactly.
So yeah, I'm sure there was lots.
So basically, we've established that it's just down to a power surge.
But even though it's just down to a power surge.
Just down to a power surge. Yeah.
That whoever was in charge, they do really seriously just have one job.
Yeah.
And if they can't do that job, then they
should. That's fairly forthright.
Painting and decorating wouldn't be good enough, too good for them.
These are your people you're talking about as well.
No. Well, you know, if you get to that level.
Yeah. Well, then, no, definitely. Definitely. So we've actually got to the point.
There you go. Yep.
We've got
that's
to the point.
That's my conclusion.
We got to the point of something for once.
And do your backups, people.
Yeah, do your backups. And
I'll tell you something else.
Go on.
The batteries lasted.
That's amazing, isn't it?
That's called risk management. That is.
Yeah.
That's kind of thinking we might be all right with those batteries.
Yeah. That's winging it. That's properly winging it.
But it is
showing no battery at all.
No battery at all. But it's hanging in there at 36 minutes.
It's shown that for the whole thing. So we have been winging it this whole podcast.
It keeps kind of flashing a bit. Kind of, I'm panicking now.
So, shall I put this? This masterpiece on the end of this one.
This new song.
Yeah,
if you can get the volume right.
Yeah, I probably won't be able to. I'll probably turn it right up again. Just so it blasts your ears out, so you'll have to.
Yeah, do it, man.
Yeah?
Definitely.
Alright, yeah. I'll do that.
I said man there, because it's about music.
Yeah, man. Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
you've gone from IT to muso now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just trying to separate the
two. We should
do
a music one, definitely.
We should
get Ben back on and do a music
one. Yeah, no, definitely, yeah. I think we'll have to call it something else, though.
What, the music pod?
Yeah. But we
Muse-splaining.
We've got a lot of other things that we want to do, haven't we? We're considering doing
a
narrative-driven podcast.
Narrative-driven podcast.
Where we don't have to get to the point. So I think we can manage that quite well. Possibly.
I think we could be onto something there.
So that's it, I think.
Yeah, watch this space.
Watch this space. And any feedback.
Let us know
on the Facebook page or on the iTunes. Actually, can you review and rate? Would be great if you do listen. It's just about
to die. Review and rate. Review and rate. It's flashing like mad now, so I'm going to turn it off.
Okay.
All right. So review and rate us, please.
Till next
and
time.
Here's a song.
John, Johnny does text explaining. You think it's dull, but I ain't complaining. Explaining, you think it's dull, but I ain't complaining. It's all blockchain, Bitcoin, and DAP, but his explanation of unicorns is whack. He said to me that darknet was too scary. I said, stop being such a big. Man, I ain't street enough to be down with that. But for a slice of pizza, we can chat. John, Johnny does text explaining. You think it's dull, but I ain't complaining. John, Johnny does text explaining. You think it's dull, but I ain't complaining. The singularity is a thing, but I ain't prepared to have a robot fling, no matter if it does look like the real thing.
You to me are everything, the sweetest song that I could sing. Oh baby, oh baby, to you I guess I'm just a clown who picks you up each time you're down. Oh baby, oh baby.
John, Johnny does text painting. You- think it's dull, but I ain't complaining. We in the house with John and Dom, and John says, Dom, your job's so easy. Dom says, man, you are so sleazy. What the hell are you talking about? It's not the dark age of coding now. Internet of Things, the Internet of Things. Big data, the Internet of Things. John, he does text explaining. You think it's dull, but I ain't complaining. John, he does text explaining. You think it's dull, but I ain't complaining.